Racing Pulse on RSN 927.
Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Time now to have a chat to a young lady called Vicky Leonard, who has written a blog piece which has certainly gained a lot of traction in recent days. It's entitled Off the Pace, How Our Industry Must Change. And the premise of it is basically that to the majority of Australians, racing has become irrelevant, and that a number of people who live in Australia wouldn't even know that racing exists. And because of that, the future may well be in jeopardy. Vicky joins us on Racing Pulse this morning. Good morning, Vicky. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, and I must say it was a fascinating read, and one that has been backed up by statistics. We get a lot of opinion and a lot of thought in racing, especially on social media, but very rarely is it backed up with solid, hard facts, which is what you have done. Vicky, just explain to the listeners who may not have read your blog the background to it and how you came about to write it.
Well, it sort of began about 9 months ago when greyhound racing was quite suddenly banned in New South Wales. It was quite shocking for a lot of us in the industry. And when I attended uni, my classmates were very much of the opinion that, look, if greyhound racing's fallen to this sort of fate, how far is thoroughbred racing from following it as well? And it really surprised me. I didn't realise that there was that perception out there that racing was a complete package, that we're all lumped together for a start, and secondly that there were assumptions around how we treated our animals that were just basically false. And that's partly where the foundation came from. And we had a chat with Arrowfield and John Massara. The boss and owner of Arrowfield is very involved in industry projects. He's been chairman of Racing New South Wales for 5 years, resigned at the start of this year, and chairman of Racing Australia. So we're quite open to discussing issues in the industry and sort of how improvement can be made. So my colleagues were very keen to discuss this, and from there we went and did some research, and Arrowfield sponsored the iCentia research to take place, which they are able to get right into media analysis and how, but not just traditional media like your show and other television and newspapers, but also social media, which is where a lot of influence happens these days. And they came back some pretty damning statistics, really, about just not only is our perception quite negative, We don't rate on the radar of a lot of young Australians, which is also very scary.
So just explain some of the statistics. And in your blog, you mentioned that the overall thought from the research that iCentia did is that the horse racing industry is in crisis as far as perception is considered, and its future is under threat. The supporter base is getting older every year. The number of Australians who perceive the racing industry negatively is increasing. So what were some of those numbers that you found through that research?
Well, the iCentia research, what they're able to do, which is quite fascinating, is they can see not just what is publicly posted, so those things on Facebook and on Twitter that go to everybody, they have access to the tone and the sentiment that goes behind a post, and in what we post to each other. So they're able to evaluate full conversations and see which direction it's heading in and what are the issues being raised and the sentiment behind those messages. So what they came back with was that 18 to 34-year-olds are the largest users of Facebook, but they were significantly the least engaged on any horse racing topic. Negative, positive or indifferent, they just weren't even engaging with it. But then when you got specifically into the tone of posts, 47% roughly was unfavourable, so was directly negative. 23% was sort of neutral, indifferent, and 28% was favourable. But staggeringly, there were about 250,000 mentions of horse racing, in direct association with animal cruelty. Mm. And of that, the youth proportion aged under 25 were by far the biggest number of interactions. So they're typically not interacting as much as everyone else, and when they do, it's on the negative stuff. And it's on the negative stuff because it's confronting. A lot of it's very, like the photos that go up and the figures that are put out there are very confronting, so, particularly for those of us who are immersed in the industry and love these horses. But a lot of it's not true either. So, like, a lot of the perceptions that are being formed aren't actually really informed decisions that are being made. And peer-to-peer pressure has a lot of influence, a lot more influence than it ever has in the past, due to the access to information people have.
And you've also had research from Roy Morgan, which they track figures for, I suppose, media as well, around our most iconic race, the Melbourne Cup. And your figures say that the audience has declined by 39% over the past 10 years.
Yeah, so their figures are actually just put up and are free for anyone to access. And I focused my reading mainly around the Melbourne Cup because, look, if anyone who doesn't engage with racing on a day-to-day basis like us, the 99% of them, if they're going to have one interaction with the sport a year, it'll be with the Melbourne Cup. So, the audience total has declined by 1 million Australians in 10 years. That's a lot. And also, the age has flipped now from majority under 50 to the majority over 50. Australia's population is ageing slightly, so that is an influence on that. But the more interesting stat was the next one, which said that occasional cup viewers, so these are people that could get hooked into the sport by getting involved in a story or enjoying the cup. So fewer than a quarter of them are under the age of 50 as well. Mm. So, and those types of, like, our experiences or our perceptions towards a brand or a business or an industry are formed by a collection of experiences. So whether it's going to the Melbourne Cup, but then leaving the race course and seeing a billboard or protesters, or it's, you jump on social media and see some terrible statistics about the number of horses that are supposedly put down per year. Or that will shape your experience. Or you could go on and you could see the real statistics, which are not actually even close to being what the animal activists proclaim to be, and get a positive experience around it.
So, Vicky, what needs to change? And you said you've been working in consultation with Racing Australia. What needs to change to try and turn these perceptions and these startling statistics around about getting more people engaged in the sport who are currently outside the racing bubble?
That's exactly what you said there. The racing bubble is crucial. Getting outside that is a very it's a unique skill set, and that's why we typically haven't done so well with it recently. Like, the PRAs are so busy with their integrity measures and promoting their own racing events, their race clubs, that it's difficult to go outside the bubble as well. But perception change is possible. There's been a number of brands and organisations that have gone through it in the process, and there's corporate marketing agencies that work specifically on this challenge alone. So it's getting out there with stories, bringing people in through day-to-day what goes on in the industry, opening up the gates to what happens on a farm, what happens at a racing stable, freely offer up the statistics that we know and can stand behind. So transparency is really important. We don't have as much to hide as what people think we do. We love our horses and The initiatives around what Racing New South Wales and Racing Victoria are doing with rehoming are awesome. And so it's getting those stories to earn back the majority share of truth and have them take precedence over the shocking and loud content that so often cuts through.
Vicky, we're running out of time, and I'd love to explore this further with yourself and other racing industry leaders at some other time. But just shortly, have you had any feedback from the principal racing authorities, or have they embraced what you've been able to reveal with these statistics and taken them on board?
They're very much aware of the challenges that we face, and I'm sure that going forward they'll be quite sympathetic to talking about it and discussing where we go. Barry O'Farrell is an ex-politician, so he really knows what the challenges are that we're facing and what we've got to work towards in the future, and he's very open and willing to work towards a solution for it. Which is great, you know.
Vicky, I appreciate you coming on and giving us your time. Well done on the article. It is well worth reading if you are anyone who is involved in the racing industry or just enjoys the industry, because it is some startling facts which probably a lot of people in the back of their mind probably had an idea about, but now there are some actual factual information to put side by side with that, and it probably means that some people have got to open their eyes a bit more and take this on board, because if it continues down this path, well, it may not look that well for the racing industry in decades to come.
Yeah, we still have an opportunity to change things, but that's important, I think, that we can get in there now and really turn the tide.
Vicky, thanks for taking the time to have a chat to us.
Thanks, Michael.